Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
So that's Shohei's new interpreter.
The Dodgers director of performance sitting there next to him. I was struck, Danny, by the fact that nobody has interpreted for Shohei Ohtani in America since December of 2017, other than Ipe Mizuhara. So it's like, this is 7 years, man. 6.5 years. This is one of his absolute best friends he's been close to since his early 20s. Guy who was his driver early on, lately has been his dog sitter, his catch partner. Like 365 days a year, his ride or die. And now he's accused of stealing and he's got to work with somebody else. And all of this is happening. And you can choose to believe what you like at this point.
At this point. So on this story, where, as long as he did not bet on baseball, and there still continues to be no evidence that he did, I find it to largely be a salacious story, but not a terribly substantive one.
I think it's good. That's interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday in the baseball industry who still thinks it's entirely possible that the contract is going to get voided. Like, it's going to go so bad that the Dodgers will take an opportunity to void the contract. Because even if he didn't bet on baseball, that there is betting and there is illegality and there's some suspensions. And obviously that would be incredibly drastic. But like that it's on the table that he's in big, big trouble with the Dodgers still. So I don't know.
I think to be clear, I think everything's on the table. If we are to believe this version of events, it's pretty salacious. It's embarrassing. But I do think it falls more under the Phil Mickelson purview of, whew, this, and that's Phil Mickelson actually doing the gambling. But you know what I mean? Like we've known about high-profile athletes gambling and it not really being a problem, other than it's just something that we mock them for and the internet goes crazy when he stands next to Mookie Betts and it's like, oh, Ohtani Betts. But the thing that I'm waiting for here, is he going to press charges?
Ohtani going to press charges against Ipe?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Because if he is, maybe it gets taken out of his hands and it's all federal and all that. But like this guy, if he didn't do this, he's facing identity fraud charges, wire fraud charges, federal charges of betting in places where it's illegal, mm-hmm. going across state lines, all sorts of things. I mean, he's facing real prison time. So if he didn't do this, and he's just being the fall guy for Shohei Ohtani, which a lot of people believe, this is the greatest friend in the world. I mean, he would be facing, if he didn't do it, if he is covering for, if Shohei Ohtani is the whale soccer better, and Ipe is falling on the sword, and he's going to just go to prison for all that, I don't know who your best friend is. Would your best friend go to prison for you? For something that they absolutely did not do? So I'm waiting to see that part of it.
Yeah.
The criminal part of it. Because right now it is basically just public allegations. Yeah, he stole from me. There's an investigation into this bookie. This guy got caught up in it. Mm-hmm. My name was on a wire fraud. Who's going to jail?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's going to tell me a lot.
Well, we've got the feds here. And so obviously that will happen. And from the Dodgers' perspective, if Shohei just went up there yesterday and just flatly lied about this stuff and that gets exposed,
that'd be a terrible look.
It'd be a terrible, terrible look. But man, do you
agree with whoever you talk to in baseball that thinks the contract could be voided?
Because no,
the story that is being told right now. Mm-hmm. I would put the over-under at 0.5 games of suspension and take the under
on the
story that's being told right now.
Interesting. Yeah. It surprised me. It definitely surprised me. But he assured me he's not alone, that there's a lot of people who think that this is far from done in terms of the truth, and that some consequences could be coming Shohei's way that are much more serious than what is being bandied about right now.
And I'm not, again,
so we'll see.
I think everything's on the table here. I just, what that is out right now would lead him to be suspended.
Yeah, no.
He had money stolen from him and the other guy did the gambling.
It's a question of whether you believe what's out right now.
Or if they can prove it.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people do not believe what is out there right now. And with the feds digging, then you never know exactly what you're going to end up with.
Yeah, I tend to not believe it, but that guy is looking at federal charges, man.
Yeah, no, I know.
At this point, this guy is a criminal. So I just, it is bringing it back within the realm of possibility to me that Shohei was taken advantage of.
Well,
that he was. Hey, I have no idea what's going on with my money. You know what I mean? I'm naive to it. I deferred all of this money. Mm-hmm. I trusted this person. He's my closest confidant.
And also,
taken advantage of.
When we know that Mizuhara is a guy who lied about his bio, he's got some George O'Leary in him lying about his bio in the Angels media guide for years.
Yeah,
and you know, it made up an apparent relationship with Hideki Okajima from two different teams, who said, "Yeah, this didn't happen.
Yeah,
he never even worked for us." So this guy definitely has some grifter tendencies here.
So right, so that's what I'm saying. Since we last talked about it at the Thursday at Real Time Sports, I'm like, all the things that have come out have made the interpreter look worse than Shohei. Mm-hmm. Not saying that can't change in a day, an hour, or a month, but for now, if this dude's going to prison, that's one hell of a fall guy. One hell of a fall guy. Have you followed the Jontae Porter story?
I have.
In the NBA?
Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother on a 10-day, two-way contract with Toronto. And, oh, look at that. The unders hit huge in two different games of this guy's recent stint with Toronto.
This story is laughable. Like stupid criminal stories, you know, like you rob a bank and you don't have a mask on type of things. Uh-huh. Like you punch your hand through a glass window and you're not wearing gloves.
Sure.
And then you end up having to call an ambulance for yourself because you're bleeding. Uh-huh. Like this is,
you leave your wallet behind.
Yeah, this is like world's dumbest criminal stuff. There are Discord chats on the internet, like Reddit, Discord groups or whatever. And I know Reddit and Discord are different things, but basically with Jontae Porter's username, where he is talking about bad crypto coins, Bored Ape NFTs, long shot, pie in the sky financial stuff, with people in the communities talking and thanking him for making him money on NBA stuff. There are screenshots of an $80,000 same-game parlay with six Jontay Murray prop.
Jontay Porter,
parlayed to the under to pay out $1.1 million, catalogs to games where he's pulling himself from injury.
Yeah, well, in the two games that he pulled himself, one he said he re-aggravated an eye injury and had to leave, and there's no video from that game that shows him hurting the eye or even pointing at his eye or anything. And the other is he left a game because of illness, and those are the two games where the unders hit. I mean, this looks like textbook, open and shut, let me go ahead and be an accomplice with gamblers to make some money while I'm on a two-way contract and I might never stick in the NBA.
Hey, he hasn't stuck in the NBA. He's made less than $3 million in career earnings. He's making $400,000 this year. And this is where, as someone who has been advocating for the legalization for gambling for a long, long time, and again, like, disclaimer, we do commercials for it. It supports our industry.
Oh, dude, there is no moral high ground on this.
No, but what I'm saying is, this is a blind spot by the legalization, by the DraftKings, FanDuels of the world.
Because DraftKings, by the way, both mornings after those games, in their official report, showed the biggest winning bets that night were on Jontay Porter's unders.
Well, that's the thing. They can tell you a story that, hey, the system worked. We caught it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he telegraphed it. He got very greedy. He did it again. And I would ask you, a dude who's making $400,000 in the NBA, should a non-limited VIP account at DraftKings be able to bet $80,000 to win $1 million on the backup power forwards unders?
Is that what the bet was, or is that an approximation?
No, that's what the bet was.
$80,000 to win a million.
$80,000 to win a million. I have the screenshot. My buddy got sent the screenshot within 2 seconds of the Woj story.
Wow.
Posting in this like gambling group that he's a part of.
So people knew this and they were hip to this.
Yeah, the gambling world knew about this.
Of course.
And like the deep corners of the internet knew about this. And
so, no, you shouldn't be allowed to place those bets on people that low. But, you know, what if you're following the team and you think you're a sharp and you're like, I think Jontay Porter is going to enter the rotation. That's what I think. I think he's going to get used a lot tonight.
Well, then, maybe you shouldn't be able to bet millions of dollars on guys where $1 million would drastically impact their life. Like, I don't think LeBron, like, to me, that is bad risk management by, in this case, it was DraftKings. I'm not picking on DraftKings. It could have been FanDuel. It could have been anybody that allows for the parlaying of player prop bets. Not all of the books do, but let's just use the two big ones amorphously here.
This is going to give people some great ideas.
But I'm just saying, man, like, it, on one level, it's a perfect crime because he's a bad player who had a bad game and he cashed in. But then he did it again and he bragged about it on the internet. You're done. He'll never play again in the NBA. He will be banned for life from the NBA for sure.
All right. So everybody's been looking for a moment of reckoning for sports gambling as an industry. And I agree that it doesn't look like Ohtani right now is that moment of reckoning. And we'll see what else comes out. We'll see what happens when the bookie is testifying and maybe gets flipped by the feds or all that stuff. I mean, we'll see. But it doesn't look like that necessarily now. Do you think the Jontay Porter story is a potential reckoning for the NBA? Is this going to slow down the NBA one bit on their desire to monetize and commodify everything via gambling?
No, but I think it is going to give the FanDuels and DraftKings of the world pause on the types of bets that they allow, even to the VIP accounts that aren't marked. Like, just like a small amount of it. They'll say, wait a minute, we have to be a little bit more careful. Like, that is a short-term gain. Let's take $80,000 on this bad bet and not it's bad risk management. It's bad exposure on something that could very clearly be manipulated. Jontay Porter seems like the kid who fell for the get-rich-quick schemes of the internet, right? Bitcoin, crypto, NFTs, etc.
Using his 10 minutes in the NBA.
Had a little money in his pocket. Found someone to put a huge bet down on himself. Hit. And then did it again. And got caught. And now he'll be he'll almost assuredly be banned for life.
I like the point that Shane made that if you're Jonte, I mean, your older brother got the junior. I mean, Michael Porter got the junior. So you're already operating from a place of diminishment on the personal level. I think that's a great point by our birthday boy. Happy birthday, Shane.
Happy birthday, Shane.
Break.
It's Park at the Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.